And then after the federal government took it over more, well, we did away with that and get our mail from Bristol, Tennessee now. But then, way back then, we used to have a special train out here, a logging train that brought the mail out to this valley here.
Mm-hmm.
And about 1900, it came here in about 1900 and logged down and got their timber out of the mountains. And the mail was sent out on that logging train there for 25 or 30 years. I guess, you know, maybe not that long, but anyway, we got our mail down there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It was brought out on the train and had a special carrier to bring it from there on up. Now, when it was founded, my grandfather bought this house up here. Was built in 1856. So I don't know.
Was your grandfather, were your ancestors among the first settlers in the
There's
in the
a
valley?
Few, and I remember a few other names and some other names that they bought land from when they settled here. Now back when I was born, about half of this country was in timber.
Mm-hmm.
About half of it, as I can remember. I'd say about 1892, I'd say half of the country was still in timber.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to clearing it up, you see, so they'd have more land to mm-hmm. cultivate. And I think it'd be very interesting to bring in here that when I was a boy, we had one slave. The Civil War closed in 1865. And when I was growing up, we had one slave that was named, his name was, we called him Uncle Sam.
Uh-huh.
His name was Sam. He was my grandfather's slave, uh-huh. The only slave that my grandfather had when the war closed.
Uh-huh.
And his name was Sam, and he lived for till I was a great big boy before he passed away. And we used to work for us, lived here in the community, and lived around, he and his wife, and lived in the community, and would always want to come to help us thresh when we'd have a big dinner, you know, uh-huh. threshing dinner. Well, he'd always come and help us thresh. And the funny part about Uncle Sam, he'd gotten a dollar watch. One of these English old Yankee watches. Got a dollar watch, and he helped back up, put the straw back up in the barn. Had the old drag thrashing machines in. Would drag the straw in, and we'd put the straw back in the barn so it'd stay dry, be easy to feed. And he packed it back in the barn. When we got through thrashing that afternoon, why, he came down and went to look and see what time it was, and he'd lost his watch. And that worried him awful. They lost that watch. Well, I told Uncle Sam, I said, Uncle Sam, I was, I guess, 10 or 12 years old then. I said, don't you worry, I'll find it. And I'd get up there in the wintertime to put that straw down for bedding. And every time I'd put it down, I kept looking for that watch till I finally found it.
You did?
Finally found it, yeah. Pushed it down, I saw it, and I found it. And I took it to Uncle Sam. He looked at it and shook it. And wound it, and it went to ticket.
Uh-huh.
And he just smiled all over it.
That's great.
He carried it till it looked like a gold watch. Uh-huh. And the brace, you know, and shine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, I just brought that in extra there.
During the Civil War, all of Northeast Tennessee was Confederate territory?
Mostly Confederate. I say mostly Confederate. Yeah, one of my uncles was killed, one of my father's brothers was killed in the Civil War on the Confederate side there. Another one of the neighbors here that came back and testified to his death said he was in a woodlands territory, and my uncle kept peeping out to see if he could see anybody, and this other fellow told him, said, you better quit that. You get shot. So he peeped out one too many times, and the bullet hit him right in there and killed him dead.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I remember hearing my mother tell about the Civil War, they had